This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to our first show after the Christmas break as we head full on into the second half. Ahead, we'll take you to Russia for the start of the 2013 World Junior Hockey Championships. A look at all the WHL players representing their country in international play. Well, the Red Deer Rebels are rolling, starting to put heat now on both Calgary and Edmonton for the Central Division lead. Defenseman Matt Dumba will talk about the turnaround. Had a look at the 14 players set to represent the WHL at the annual Home Hardware CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Halifax. Playing for your country, 54 players from the WHL competing in international competition this week. Five WHL players playing for Team Canada at the World Junior Championships in Russia, while 16 players were also named to their respective national under-20 teams for the tournament. Elsewhere, 33 of the WHL's top 16-year-old players currently at the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge in Quebec. Nine players playing for Team Pacific, another 14 for Team West. The Portland Winterhawks lead the way with five players in international play. It's the most of any team in the league. The Edmonton Oil Kings, Everett Silvertips, Moose Jaw Warriors, Prince Albert Raiders, and Saskatoon Blades each have four. Meanwhile, at the World Juniors, four WHLers for Canada quickly turned to five when Prince Albert Raider forward and Edmonton native Mark McNeil was a late injury replacement. With the team already overseas, he admits it was a great wake-up call to get.
Sleeping in bed, and my dad came in, let me know there's a call waiting for me, so it was early, but I hopped up and got on the phone, and it was Steve Spott, so it was really good news.
As one of the last cuts out of selection camp in Calgary, McNeil admits he was somewhat on standby mode.
It was the possibility, but there's so many other good players in Canada, you don't know, who might get the call if someone goes down, but like I said, kind of like an early Christmas present.
At the tournament, Canada quickly off to a 2-0 start with a win over Germany, and then Slovakia. The win over Slovakia showing some Canadian character, battling back twice to tie the game while dealing with a parade to the penalty box. Moose Jaw Warrior defenseman Morgan Riley had one of the goals in Canada's 6-3 victory.
As a team, I think it's going to help us down the road. We understood that each team in this tournament is pretty good, and we had to play well every night, and obviously we were put to the test tonight, and we played well down the stretch, so it was great.
Canadian head coach Steve Spott knows they've been tested early at the event.
Well, we needed a full effort, obviously, tonight. I think that, when you go through events like this, you're going to deal with adversity, and you got to find different ways to win. So, we got down early, but ultimately on the bench there was still an air of confidence, and our gang continued to believe, and our back end was real strong, and we were able to have our key players step up at key times.
Canada's dealt with a lot of adversity with the officials so far. Three players facing major penalties and suspensions, as well as other penalties not usually called in the North American style of the game.
I think that the challenge for us is to continue to learn the standard over here and ultimately accept the cards that were dealt. But, it's different than what we're used to, but that's what we have to deal with, and we have to get better for that.
Meanwhile, the Americans continue pool play. Portland Winterhawks defenseman Seth Jones had a goal and an assist in the tournament opener against Germany in an 8-0 victory.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles, and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice, they make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across, it's shot, goal! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scores the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott!
The WHL, it's your time.
While the Red Deer Rebels may be the hottest team in the East right now, a 9-game winning streak was snapped just before the Christmas break, but the Rebels have joined the upper echelon of the conference. Voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, sat down with All-Star defenseman Matt Dumba.
Matt, since the Rebels made a coaching change in mid-November, the team's been on a pretty good run. What would you attribute all that success to?
Not too much, really. Just getting back to the basics and fundamentals of the game. And Brent's really turned us around just by us pushing the pace each night and really having that up-tempo mentality to our game and really playing that way for 60 minutes. And that's what we've been trying to do. And all the boys, we trust each other and what we're going to do and just playing in that structure and playing a certain way. And when we do play that certain way, we're very successful. So just keep on doing that and working hard and battling for each other.
Goaltending's been a part of it as well. Patrick Bartoszak, who had things going pretty good until he left to the World Junior Championships and playing with the Czech Republic right now. Bolton Pouliot has stepped in and hasn't missed a beat. Comment on the impact of the goaltending for the team right now.
Yeah, Patty's one of the best goaltenders in this league, and it just goes to show when he makes so many unbelievable saves a night and just shuts it down. And but it's been awesome having Bolt step up like this and really battle for the boys while Patty's been gone. It's great that we have two goalies that can both play.
All right, Matt, good luck along the way. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Minner.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
14 players in the WHL set to play in the 2013 Home Hardware CHL NHL Top Prospects game. It'll go in Halifax January 16th. 8 WHL players will play for Team Orr, including goaltender Eric Comrie of the Tri-City Americans, defenseman Seth Jones of the Portland Winterhawks, Madison Bowie of the Kelowna Rockets, and Shea Theodore of Seattle. Forwards include Oliver Bjorkstrand and Nicholas Patan of the Winterhawks, Hunter Shinkarik of the Medicine Hat Tigers, and Curtis Lazar of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Another 6 will play for Team Cherry, including goaltender Tristan Jarry of the Edmonton Oil Kings, defenseman Ryan Pollock and Eric Roy of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Mirko Mueller of the Everett Silvertips, and Josh Morrissey of the Prince Albert Raiders. And one forward, Regina Pats, Morgan Klimchuk.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Saskatoon Blades overage forward Josh Nichols. Nichols collected 8 points, scoring 3 goals and adding 5 assists in 4 Blades victories before the Christmas break.
A little bit surprised, obviously. We were real busy and we were successful this week. So in those ways, it was a good week for us. And I think individually I had a pretty solid week, but I think there's a lot of guys that were pretty good on our team. But it's just nice to get that honor for the first time.
Nichols and the Blades head to the second half, second in the East Division, and 5th overall in the conference. Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to Cam in Red Deer for his help this week. Puck is dropped on the second half, and it's a race to the wire the rest of the way. Thanks for listening. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.